The Bourne Irrelevancy. During a press conference in 2007, Matt Damon figured that he was all done playing amnesiac badass Jason Bourne. He said, "So all of that internal propulsive mechanism that drives the character is not there, so if there was to be another one then it would have to be a complete reconfiguration, you know, where do you go from there? For me, I kind of feel like the story that we set out to tell has now been told." Damon said this while promoting The Bourne Ultimatum. It was something of a rarity in the world of franchise filmmaking, an ending. The third film in the Bourne series, it showed the Black Ops killer regaining his memories, his given name of David Webb, and most importantly, his humanity. One of the themes of the series is about a man designed to be a weapon who ultimately decides he doesn't want to be fired. That's superb, and that's why I hold the Bourne films in such high esteem, yet, things changed. Universal Pictures chairwoman Donna Langley recently said, "Even though Matt and Paul had been very definitive about not wanting to come back, we weren't really willing to submit to that. Look, here's what I think the goal is, to keep Matt Damon and Paul Greengrass doing Bourne movies till they can't do them anymore." Is that why Damon and wildly talented director Paul Greengrass returned to make the entirely unnecessary Jason Bourne? A circumflex that they have dreams of sliding down a mountain of money, Scrooge McDuck style? I don't think so. Rather, I think it was one of those road to hell being paved with good intentions type of scenarios. I'll explain, but let's talk about the plot first. We meet up with Bourne, now eking out a meager existence as a bare-knuckle boxer in Greece. He's taken great pains to get off the grid, and now HEA Circumflex just wants to be left alone to brood manfully.